Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Wednesday edition of the Daily 10. Yes, it's your friend Matt back again. We're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. Here's what's coming up on our First Watch menu. It's brought to you by First Watch. We had a wonderful brunch at a daddy-daughter date at First Watch this past Sunday. It's a great destination for you as well. First Watch serves their entire menu 7 days a week, beginning at 7 a.m., running through 2:30 p.m. So if you want million-dollar bacon for lunch, grab it. Or avocado toast for breakfast, hey, it's your life. They say go for it. Come visit First Watch at a restaurant near you in Metro Atlanta, including their newest location at East Cobb on Johnson Ferry Road. It's complete with an outdoor patio and an indoor brunch bar. You can order online at firstwatch.com. The Braves didn't look like, well, the Braves last night. But the good news is Michael Soroka is starting to look more like himself. We'll talk about that. Plus, Falcons coach Arthur Smith has something in common with Kyle Shanahan and Bill Belichick. Plus, fake trade season has already started in the NBA, and it's already drunk based on this Trae Young trade scenario. All of that coming up in a moment. First, let me remind you about our partners at Old Fort Distillery. One thing I'm very proud of with this podcast is we work with local folks. And Old Fort Distillery is one of the great local brands, and it's back. In 2023, Old Fort Distillery has so much in store, and I mean big things, for Atlanta all throughout the year. We're talking Atlanta-made vodka, Atlanta-made gin, and yes, Atlanta-aged bourbon. Old Fort Distillery is the talk of the town, and for good reason. They're back to their roots, using original recipes that Old Fort was originally founded on. New owners, same brand, better products. You can find Old Fort brands available at most Atlanta retail locations and online at O4D.com. Old Fort is Atlanta's first distillery since Prohibition. Fine Southern Spirits established in 2014. The Braves lost 8-1 last night to the Dodgers, so they've dropped this series to L.A. Spencer Strider didn't pitch nearly as bad as his line looked. Six innings, gave up five hits, four runs, but only two earned. He walked three and he struck out 11, another big strikeout number for Spencer. He gave up a run in the first on a Will Smith single. Then the Dodgers added on in the second inning with three runs, but two of those were unearned after a Matt Olson error with two outs that should have ended the inning. I mean, Matt Olson's got to make that play in his sleep, but he didn't. Instead, the Braves gave the Dodgers an extra out, and it came back to bite them. Spencer walked Mookie Betts. The runners advanced on a wild pitch, so he walked Freddie Freeman intentionally to load the bases, and Will Smith got Spencer again with a double that drove in two, and it was 4-1. Now, the Braves' defense, which has always been a strength, has been pretty bad at times this season. I got a note on Twitter sent from Paul Russell after last night's game that updated the numbers. The Braves have made 33 errors in 48 games. Last year, as a team, they made just 78 errors in a 162-game season. So that's something that's got to be cleaned up. You give good teams extra outs, they're going to kill you. You give most teams extra outs, it's going to come back to bite you, and it did last night. The Braves' bullpen wasn't much better. Colin McHugh went an inning, gave up a couple of hits and a run. Michael Tonkin went two innings, gave up two hits, and a three-run home run to J.D. Martinez. The Braves' offense really never found their footing last night. They scored in the first inning again. Austin Riley hit a double that scored Sean Murphy that tied the game at that point 1-1. And the Braves had other scoring chances in the early innings. They just had trouble putting the ball in play to move runners or to score them from third with less than two outs. You know they get in those funks every once in a while where that happens, and that was on display last night. Now, the only good news is the Braves, while they were dealing with their defeat, the rest of the division lost, so the Braves remain 4.5 games up on the second-place Mets with tonight's finale against the Dodgers at Truist Park. Bryce Elder will get the ball against Tony Gonsolin at 7:20. So there wasn't a ton of good last night for the Braves. Here is some good news. Michael Soroka made his latest start at Gwinnett, and it looked very good. Soroka went six innings, gave up just two hits and a run. He struck out eight and walked three. He also threw a season-high 96 pitches with 58 strikes. That is really good progress, and it tells you again he's getting closer to being a part of the answer at the big league level. Maybe it's the next turn in the rotation. We shall see. Before we talk about what Arthur Smith has in common with Bill Belichick and Kyle Shanahan, I'll remind you we're brought to you by Tribute Wines. Now that we're in the heart of spring and summer is creeping up on us, you want to be prepared. What does summer mean? Well, it means spending time with friends, family, watching games, and also having a great bottle of wine to do it with those folks. That's why the Tribute Wines have you covered. I want to brag on their Sauvignon Blanc, which is the picture of spring and summer. You're talking bold notes of citrus, grapefruit, pineapple. That's what introduces this Sauvignon Blanc. And at Tribute Wines, they're award winners for a reason. Their Sauvignon Blanc was featured in Wine Enthusiast's Top 100 Wines of 2022, and it was ranked in the top 25 of super premium Sauvignon Blanc sales. You're going to love it. Stop by your nearby retail location, and what you'll find is a great selection of Tribute Wines, but at wonderful prices. I see some of the prices for what we think are good bottles of wine, $75, $100, $150. Well, thanks to Tribute Wines, you combine great taste with incredible value. You can try the Sauvignon Blanc and all of the Tribute Wines available at most fine Atlanta retailers. The Tribute Wines, bold flavors, strong bonds. We are now in the month of May, and as we wind down the month, we're right in the heart of list season and ranking season, especially for NFL media, because you got to fill the content until we get to training camp and then the season. So I saw an updated ranking of head coaches around the NFL, power rankings, if you will. This came from ML Football on Twitter, and it won't surprise you to know they ranked Bill Belichick at the top. Andy Reid came in second in their NFL coaching power rankings. Then Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll, and John Harbaugh were the top five. So you ask, where was Arthur Smith? Falcons head coach came in at number 23. Now I want to talk about a couple of these numbers. First of all, I don't think Bill Belichick is number one today, and I don't think there should be much debate about it. If you're doing a career achievement, sure. But if it's right now, Bill Belichick's not the best coach in the NFL. The last 3 years without Tom Brady as his quarterback, Belichick is just 25-25. That's mediocre. That's a 500 record. That's not a top five or even top 10 coach in the league. Andy Reid is the obvious number one choice, but he's also got Patrick Mahomes, so it's kind of unfair. But I would do the career and the current on Andy Reid based on his time in Philly when he had Donovan McNabb, based on his time in Kansas City where he had Alex Smith and now Patrick Mahomes, and he's clearly number one. Now, this list also has Kyle Shanahan all the way down at number eight, and while I'm not the biggest Kyle fan for obvious Atlanta Falcon ties and the Super Bowl and all that stuff, I do not neglect the fact that Kyle is a difference-making head coach and one of the best in the league. He just took Brock Purdy to the NFC title game, and if it wasn't for the Brock injury, who knows what happens in Philadelphia. I would put him much higher. Sean McVay, incidentally, on this list comes in at number six. I would also have him higher. If I'm doing my top five, it would be Andy Reid number one, Kyle Shanahan two, Sean McVay three, Bills coach Sean McDermott four, and new Broncos coach Sean Payton number five. As far as Arthur Smith, 23 is too low. Arthur Smith won 14 games in 2 years with two-thirds of a roster. Remember, the Falcons went 7-10 in his first year and then 7-10 last year, which doesn't sound like much. But the proper context reminds you, due to salary cap issues, they only had about 65% to spend under the cap and nearly 40% of dead money in each of the last 2 years. Arthur Smith managed to win seven games a year ago with Marcus Mariota and then a rookie quarterback. His teams have been mostly competitive with a really mediocre roster for 2 years. They played a ton of close games, and with a little more talent and money to spend, they probably would have won three or four more of those games in his first 2 years. I don't know where Arthur's supposed to be. Is he top 15? I don't know. But 23 seems too low based on the context of what he's had to deal with and what they've accomplished in their first 2 years. We will talk about fake trade season It's underway in the NBA, and it's already drunk. We'll do it in a moment. First, let me remind you, we're brought to you by Atlanta Sports Trips. We made a big announcement at Atlanta Sports Trips yesterday. With Father's Day coming up, we put together a great Father's Day promotion, and we want you guys to take advantage of it. If you go to atlsportstrips.com, you'll see a full menu of all of our trips at the bottom of the homepage. You can scroll to see Atlanta's hometown baseball team in Chicago against the Cubs in August, or trips to see the Dogs in Nashville against Vandy, the Dogs in Knoxville against the Vols, Georgia Tech down in South Florida against Miami, Georgia Southern in Madison, Wisconsin against the Badgers, the Dirty Birds in New York against the Jets, just some of the great trips we have available. But our Father's Day promotion, because we want to take care of the dads, you can give your dad the trip of a lifetime to see Atlanta's hometown baseball team August 4th, 5th, and 6th, and dads stay free, which means a minimum of two people in the room. Mom goes, or mom and the kids go, dad will stay with you absolutely free. It's a huge value. I think the numbers turn out to be a $500 savings. You can go to atlsportstrips.com to check it out and get it booked. It's very limited availability. This will be gone quick. We had a ton of buzz in the last 24 hours about it. Again, dad will stay free. About a $500 value savings. Book at atlsportstrips.com. Use the promo code FANDAD, F-A-N-D-A-D, to get the discount. So the Celtics did beat the Heat last night. I bring that up for a reason. The Eastern Conference Finals is not over, and the NBA Finals don't begin until next Thursday. So typically fake trade season in the NBA doesn't begin until all the games are done, but we're not going to wait this year. We're going to get right on it. I saw one yesterday that popped up involving Trae Young, which is just laughable. Now, what led to this? Well, Trae was at Game 4 of the Lakers-Nuggets series. He was sitting courtside in L.A. He's also a Clutch client, which features LeBron James and Anthony Davis. He has a home in L.A., so we're connecting all the dumb dots, right? So this report from The Athletic said the Lakers have had internal discussions about hypothetical summer trade proposals for Trae Young. So that got the internet all fired up, and I saw Jason McIntyre from Fox tweet out this ridiculous fake trade that had Trae Young going to the Lakers for D'Angelo Russell in a sign-and-trade, Malik Beasley, and Mo Bamba, with the 17th pick in this year's draft, and then a 2029 first-round pick, and he wrote, "Who says no?" Well, I say no. The Hawks would say no, and anybody with half a brain would say no to that deal, because that's just silliness. A sign-and-trade for D'Angelo Russell? The same guy the Lakers barely trusted to play as the postseason went along? Or Malik Beasley, who played less and less throughout the playoffs, and was a DNP coach's decision in the final three games against Denver? Or Mo Bamba? No thanks. The 2029 draft pick is just funny, but the 17th pick in this year's draft is not all that valuable for a 25-year-old all-NBA caliber player. He might be a lightning rod, and some might not like it. Trae Young's a top 15, 20, 25 player in the league, wherever you rank him, and until he asks out, they're not trading him. And I say until he asks out. If and when he asks out, they're not trading him until then. Why would they? And if you're Trae, do you really want to go to L.A. right now with LeBron James, who maybe has 1 year left? Is that, I mean, okay. Like, you get to play with LeBron for a year, maybe. I don't know. It made me chuckle. And, again, it's the beginning of what's going to be a long off season when it comes to the fake trades. All right, if you guys would, hit the subscribe button for me wherever you're listening to this pod. Maybe it's your first time finding it. It's greatly appreciated if you would follow, subscribe, spread the word to get the numbers up, up, and away. And the numbers have been great on the pod, which we thank you guys for all of that. I will talk to you this afternoon in Atlanta on 680 The Fan at 2 o'clock. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of The Daily 10.
Subscribe to The Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.